Yo, what is going on, beautiful people? This is another episode of That Rabbit Talks Too Much. And you know, honestly, if I'm going to be branding myself, I pretty much should be more consistent with the lighting. So how about this? We're going to make it a little bit whiter. Boom. I like that a little bit more. I really like this. Ooh. Get that nice. In there. But what's going on, you guys? Oh, for those of you guys listening, I want you guys to start watching too. If you want to, you know what I'm saying? I don't think I look that ugly. I'm not that ugly. Okay, so we're going to get into this today. I just want to give my completely unsolicited opinion on the music video of Holy. I know you guys can't see the music video, Holy. Do I want to show it to you guys? Sure. Is it really that important? No. So, now in the beginning, I like the first thing that they do is they show the cross. And this dog noise in the beginning is super realistic. I actually thought this was an actual dog. I had to check outside my window multiple times. Justin Bieber is waking up to a black girl right next to her. Now, for obvious reasons, this is not Hailey Baldwin. But as we see with the song progressing, they wake up, smile next to each other. They're like, ooh, I'm so in love with you, baby. And what, wait, hold up. Let me pause this real quick because this is super important. I want to say, but one thing I love about this whole music video is it shows such a humble type of love. I think a message that not a lot of people are talking about with this music video of Holy is that love in its most purest form can be so strong when you have nothing distracting from it. Like, it's really like a holy type of love. You make the other person feel so valued and so pure and so purposed because there's no money involved, there's no nice house, there's no nice cars, there's no, it doesn't matter because you are so in love with that person. We're going to keep going. And one thing in this whole music video is that they have nothing. This whole music video isn't even the story that they get stuff. You know, they go from humble beginnings to hustlers or getting big money or jobs. They've been destroyed by this pandemic. But the ascension of them, actually not even ascension. They just understand that as long as I got you, baby, we good. You know what I'm saying? It's not about getting more. It's never about getting more. It's just that I got you, baby. I'm going to let this music video do most of the talk. It's exciting. I was getting dressed to this, like. I hear a lot about sinners. Up with the river. At this next float, yeah. It's a little bit like dancing, you know, a little melodic. I cannot sing like Bieber. Oh God, boom. I'm gonna let it go. You hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feel so holy. So, like, I know there's, like, so many different things in here. Everyone knows that Justin Bieber's faith, he's Christian. But let me say this real quick. One thing that they are not, and for a lot of Christians that grew up in Christian music, one thing they're not is their puns in their stuff is not based solely around God. It's not like, you know, everything they're saying has to do with a Bible or Jesus pun. It's not that. Or even honestly, very few things they have to say has to do with that. But look at the tick. Justin Bieber is such a love, romantic type artist. And the take he goes in the song is a little bit different. You know, instead of just being like, I love you, baby. He just talking about marriage at this point. I don't know if you guys know, but he said, I'm running to the altar like a track star. because he's running. At this point, he loves the way that his girl makes him feel. So he wants to get to that altar so the two can feel one holding you. When you're holding you, is as close as you can be physically. Well, there is a stage after that. But when you want to get married, the two become one. And that's where he's going to the altar so that way the two can become one. Because his love for his wife, his love for his girl, is that strong. You don't do well with the drama, folks. You don't give a about your money. Or Hollywood. So like, from this whole stage, I'm just going to say a little bit what the music video is so cool and doing. I highly recommend for you two guys to listen to the music video or watch it. I said listen to music. Watch the music video. One thing I love that he does at this point is that, like, he's like, yo, baby, in the beginning. But then it shows their day jobs. Justin Bieber's a construction worker. And we live in this such a classist environment to where we have to feel like we're a lawyer or we're a teacher, not even a teacher, a pop artist, a doctor, to feel like we're better than everyone else. He's a construction worker. His wife is a nursery worker. Not nursery youngins, but like assisted living facilities. You know what I'm saying? Like hospice, John Knox Village, and stuff like that. It's ironic because actually my parents come from very similar stories. My dad was in landscaping and my mom nursing care. So I relate with this a lot. Being a son from those type of stuff. And I think it's so cool because those nursing care workers don't get paid a lot. But if you see the work that Justin Bieber puts in construction and the love and enjoyment and happiness that his wife feels, it's unparalleled. Because those assisted living, you're such an atmosphere of love. The whole thing about this is love. And holiness does not look at money. It looks at love and your intentions. At this point, the boss is saying, because of COVID, we got released, you guys. So, and it sucks. You can see kind of the motion. It's not like a perfect movie, but you can still see the motion, no cap. Like, it does great production and all that side. Justin Bieber's head is hanging with the sun in the background. Sees his wife, and it's kind of like, in his mind, you can tell as a man, that's kind of like, oh, I can't provide, like, I can't be the breadwinner. And it sucks being like that. And the worst part is, he goes in his truck, tries to pick up his girl, truck not working. We fast forward a little bit to his wife, girlfriend, whatever. And it looks like she got laid off. And we see Justin Bieber walking to her job to get her. And one thing I love about this too is we go a little bit forward and it says in the lyrics, and we skipped over this a little bit. Wise men say fools rushing, but I don't know. They say we're too young and the pimps and the players say don't go crushing. Wise men say full Russians, but I don't know. And then Chance the Rapper. The whole thing, wise men say fools rush in. There is a whole lot of stuff that people make big about Elvis. And don't get me wrong, but I'm just gonna be honest. This part, I guess you can say, is like him really, really liking a girl. And I think this is the part that society has left off. Men will rush about everything in the world. Guys, we tend to rush to do anything and everything in the world except for commitment. We want to be the first to get $1 million. We want to be the first with that nice car. We want to be the first one to get a house. We want to be the first one to spend all these money to please people that we don't care about and people we'll never meet. But we neglect to spend money and spend time building a commitment with someone that we know we will spend the rest of our lives with. Unfortunately, this is the human condition. This is stuff that, as guys, we do. We don't let ourselves love. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to wisdom and patience, we put it for only marriage, but we don't put it to the rest of our lives. The Father. Chance got bars. That's underrated. The first step pleases the Father. Marriage will please the Father. Just saying. Marriage pleases the Father. Might be the hardest to take. It really is sometimes the hardest to take, marriage. Water, water. I'm a believer, my heart is fleshy. Life is short with a temper, like Joe Pesci. I'm just gonna break it down this part. Actually, let me go with the whole thing. Chance the Rapper is talking about his girl, basically. Mm-hmm. Hit the just be, when they get messy, go lefty, let line no messy. Best be with just risky. Supposed to get the best weed, we going next week. On are you. Bridge groom, I'm a father's child. And when the sun takes the footsteps, I'm the father's proud. If you make it to the water, he'll part the clouds. Snack like Oscar proud. I know he ain't leaving us. I know we believe in God and we know he believe in us. Man. So one thing in the beginning, of course, I said the first step pleases the Father about getting married. And it's sometimes the hardest to take because you're committing to that person. But when you come out the water, he's talking about baptism and getting baptized in the Holy Spirit. That's like you a new person, my dog. And I'm a believer, but my heart is fleshy. Life is short with a temper, like Joey Pesci. And it's funny because he's probably talking like a short person. I'm watching Game of Thrones right now, so it reminds me of a lot of short people in that thing that get upset. They always come and sing your praises. Your name is catchy, but they don't know how I see you. Parlay and Desi, cross tween tween, hezzy, hit the jet speed. Hezzy, that's a basketball move. That's where you fake shoot. And then a lot of people, they'll go like zoom in on the court right then and there. Not really relevant, but cross tween tween. Hezzy, hit the just be when they get messy. Go lefty like Lionel Messi. Let's take a trip and get the Vespas or rent the jet ski. I know the spots, they get the best weed. We're going next week. I want to honor you. Bridegroom, I'm my father's child. I know when the son takes the first steps, the father's proud. If you make it to the water, he'll part the clouds. He's basically talking about as a dad. When he takes a step to accept Jesus, he'll be proud, you know. And that he made you like a snack, like Oscar proud. Yeah. So basically, like, you know, you a snack, baby, you know what I'm saying? And Oscar proud would have all the snacks in the world. You just ate snacks, which is why he was so skinny. If anybody knows who Oscar proud is, if y'all don't, I'm a different breed from y'all. You gotta understand that. Formalize a union and communion he can trust. I know I ain't leaving you like he ain't leaving us. I know we believe in God and I know God believe in us. Ooh. So basically formalize a union and communion. Communion is basically when people become one. It's not just to become one. I think that's just something that in the Christian world that we have become so accustomed to, which is not true. When communion is taken, it's basically like we're all sharing the blood of Christ because we all share in the blood of Christ. We all are one, and it's moving as one body and one spirit. So when a couple takes communion, that's like literally like, hey, we're becoming one. You know what I'm saying? Communion, communing together to become that one body and in unity. So I know I ain't leaving you. Like, I know he ain't leaving us. So basically, like, I'm with you the same way God's going to be with you. And I know guys have a hard time saying that because they don't want to create false expectations. But if you're really stepping into the will of God, you have to have that mentality, because sometimes, like, I think of it like, you know that you're not God, but at the same time, it's kind of like that same mentality that if you're playing basketball and you want to win a championship, you got to think yourself as your and your team as the best player. Or if you're in the Super Bowl and you're the quarterback, you got to think of yourself as the best quarterback on the field. And your team has the best team in the Super Bowl or the playoffs for basketball. And you got to understand that he's in you. Jesus, he is in you. Jesus is in you. And this last part is just so good. I know we believe in God, and I know he believes in us. God has given us all trials and things to face, but he's given us all the strength to be able to attack those. And then, you know, at the end, we see a guy saying, like, I'm on my way to a warm meal. We don't know what happens after this, but does it really matter? Like, everything I just told you guys today, one, share it to a friend if you really like it. Two, does it really matter? Like, what happens after that? No, it doesn't. I think love and holiness and everything we put out to be, I think sometimes we decorate it in candles and lights and waxes, which is beautiful, and golds and fragrances, but that really needed? When you have love, when you can eat a warm meal, when you have shelter, when you are praying to God with freedom, is any of that matter? Money, fame, getting an A on a test, a B in a test, having a car going from A to B, you know, for you to have that trust and intimacy in someone, that's just powerful. But yeah, that's about it. This was my unsolicited opinion on Holy today. I'm going to start doing these a little bit more often. You guys show me how much you love these by listening to it. So if you guys listen to a lot, you guys share it a lot, I see that. I appreciate it. You guys watch this a lot, you like it a lot. You know, I'm going to do more, you know. Send this to a friend. I appreciate you guys. You guys are amazing. I don't know where I'd be without you guys. I've been inconsistent lately. Or have I? But really, I love you guys. I can't wait to do more of these. And if you got any suggestions, put them in the comments on my YouTube channel. Dab Rabbit Talk So Much. Check we out now. Bye-bye. Love you guys.